Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. And I apologize that I don't have in front of me the full list because I happen to be in the office, so we'll get back to that in a moment. But the Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rab Chaim Yitzchok, Orin Bamoshe, Gittelbas, Rabbi Eliezer Banoach, and a few other people for Refuah Shleima and Shidduch. With apologies, I don't have their names at access now. I wanted to talk for a few moments. We just completed at 10 o'clock this evening one of these crowdfunding campaigns. It was like 36 hours, and the goal was to raise $1.8 million. Two things struck out. I mean, stuck out in the experience, which we always experience all the time. One is that Hashem practically always shows us that you put in the effort, and it's going to come from someplace else. This is a very common practice that you put in the effort, and not from what you did, but from someplace else altogether. We saw that time and time again. Those places that we thought it would come from, it didn't. But the effort that we put in over there brought it from someplace else. The second thing that we noticed, that we were $4,000 short at a half a minute to 10. And the last minute, somebody puts on $4,000, not one of our people, local, inside operation, in-house deal, just the last half a minute, the last few seconds. And again, a lesson that Hashem always teaches us, Yeshua Hashem Keherifayim. I mentioned here once that I put up such a little sticker, a stick, one of those notes, on the wall of a bookkeeper many years ago, and that said, Yeshua Hashem Kerefayin. And after a few months, she says to me, I understand, I see it, but why does he always blink the last day? Why can't he blink a few days before the payroll is due? And I told her that that's the way that Hashem keeps us constantly remembering that he's blinking. Because if he blinked a few days earlier, we wouldn't realize that he's blinking. We would think we have wealthy balabatim, we have good fundraisers, we have good parents, but when it's the last minute, then we recognize, and in a certain sense, that reveals retroactively on the whole project. I've been watching it, I've been paying attention, I've been watching every dollar and every movement, and the last moment, I send my man in. And that's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what life is all about. And this is necessary to know because this is really a fundamental principle in helping us to keep our bitochen. Because when I see that something doesn't go according to what I've tried, I can get very disillusioned. I put in all the effort and nothing happened. But no, things are happening. But Hashem prefers, I would say, and it's hard to know exactly, that it shouldn't happen directly the way you had attempted or envisioned it, because then you forget that it's him. You think it's me. Oh, I'm good at it. I'm doing what I'm doing. No. It's Yeshua Hashem Keherifayin, dafka at the last moment. Dafka to come from a way that we don't think that it's going to happen, and we think we're doing it this way, and Hashem makes it come that way. So we should not for a moment think that it's us, and only recognize that it's Hashem. And there's such a difficult nisoyan. I'm sure I've mentioned here, you know, we've been doing this for many years, so I can't remember all the things, but I think I mentioned once this story, that once a friend, a supporter, sent us a check for $25,000 FedEx from LA to New York, and really needed to put the money in the bank that day. and I'm waiting the whole day for the FedEx to come. It doesn't show up. The bank closes at 3. A few minutes after 3, it still hadn't come. I call my wife and I say, I don't get it. The most reliable courier service doesn't work. The whole day, you didn't once think about the Rabbeinu Shalala. You're only thinking about the FedEx. Hashem wants to teach us a lesson. Don't think about yourselves. Don't think about your power. Don't think about your context. Don't think about your team. Don't think it's only Ein Oid Milvadui. You can't rely on FedEx. You can only rely on the Rabbeinu Shalala. There was some freak snowstorm or something down south in the hub, and their planes were grounded. They weren't able to fly. And this really is a lesson for life. I've experienced this lesson in so many different ways, and I've presented it also in so many different ways. I remember that when I moved from Los Angeles after we had lived for 10 years in the San Fernando Valley and lived the life of Mamish of daily Nisim, came here, and it was Pesach time in one of the local yeshivas, and I spoke about the miracles that were happening there, that happened there. And one of the people there said, how come we don't see those miracles? No, I wasn't sure what to answer. I thought everyone sees them, and certainly every yeshiva sees them. But I said, you know, you have a parent body that's very supportive of the type of education that you have. You have you happen to be in close proximity to a very wealthy community. So I'll be there, Chateva, you know, naturally speaking, you got it made. And therefore, you don't rely as much. You didn't have to rely as much or think as much about Hashem because you had a pretty cozy situation. When we came to the San Fernando Valley, the type of education that we were offering was not really what they wanted. It was far too much of a yeshiva for the tastes of the community at that time. And it wasn't a wealthy community either. And so really, we didn't have any support. When we have no support, when we have no basis for support, when we realize that we have nothing, then we turn to Hashem. We had to rely on Hashem. You, al pider chateva, you have it made, so it's harder to rely on Hashem. One of the biggest nisyonos in life, one of the biggest tests that we have, is to keep focused on Hashem, al af, even though we live in a world of ishtadlus, we live in a world of nature, we live in a world of economics, we live in a world of politics, we live in a world of medicine, we live in a world of social interaction. And with all of this, we have to keep in mind, it's none of the above. It's only Ein Oid Milvadui. And that really is the foundation for Bitochon. Chazal goes so far to teach us how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be focused on Him and His involvement and His actions and His running the world and running our lives, that they tell us a very strange thing. Chazal say, "Bechol yom v'yom yitzrei shel odom yiskaber alav." Every day of the week, the Yetzirah overpowers a person, beats the Yetzir Tov. If not for the fact that Hashem helps him, he wouldn't be able to do it. Now, what does that mean? It means that even in the area of Bechira Chofshis, of free will, where Hashem gives me the ability to make a free choice, even there, he imbalances the battle between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara and gives the Yetzer Hara an advantage. If not for Hashem helping, you wouldn't be able to win, to beat the Yetzer Hara. Because then we have to turn to Hashem. Even in the realm of free will, which was really the power, the ability to choose between right and wrong, even there, the Yetzer Hara has an edge, and the only way to beat the Yetzer Hara is through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even in the area of free will, which would seem to be our own domain, we still know that we must come on to Hashem. We must turn to Hashem, because if not, we can't even exercise the free will that He's given us. This is the message. This is what we have to realize. And when we celebrate the Hanukkah experience, we light the menorah and we think about all of the nisim, the Nes HaMenorah, and the nisim that happened for the survival of Klal Yisrael, that the Torah survived. The Ramban says, if not for the Hashmonoim, Torah mitzvahs would have been nishtakach mi Yisrael. And yet the Torah survived to this very day. And all of these nisim, that we have to think, that we have to recognize that there's no such thing as teva. The burning of the menorah teaches us there's no teva. And this miraculous victory of a small group of kohanim, of amateur warriors at best, to be able to chase out this superpower of the time, this is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else. There is no. And we have to learn that lesson. We have to know, see through what appears as teva. I guess the burning of the menorah for 8 days, that couldn't appear as teva. That was clearly miraculous. Maybe winning a battle might be able to. Some say that that's the menorah to let us recognize that even the battles were all miracles, because everything is miracle. And we think of the survival of Torah to this day, as Rabbi Yankiv Emden swears by his life, that the miracles that have surrounded the survival of Klal Yisrael and the Golus and the Torah with Klal Yisrael are greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. And when we think of that, then we realize we have to look at everything that happens in life, whether it's current events, whether it's our personal life, whether it's history, and only see it's the Yad Hashem. There's no koyach, there's no chayil, nothing happens with strength. Nothing happens with armies or with strength. Only Beruach Hashem. That's the message of Hanukkah. That's the message of life. And that's a lesson I once again learned today in this simple campaign that we finished, where push here, nothing. No answer. No response. But from someplace else it comes. And the second lesson, the last minute, a half a minute before it was to close, the last few thousand dollars that were needed comes in from least expected. Somebody wasn't even called. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. And the lesson is, Ein Oid Milvadoi. That's the lesson we must learn. That's the focus we must keep. That's the critical an essential ingredient in every aspect of our existence. Freilich Hanukkah to everyone, and Kol Tuv.